But we begin today in northern New South Wales, where residents are becoming painfully aware of the extent of the damage from the floods. Thousands of tonnes of rubbish are being piled up on the streets of Lismore, where an estimated 3,000 homes and businesses have been damaged. And with evacuation orders lifted for Lismore and Tweed Heads, hundreds of extra SES workers and rural fire service personnel have arrived to help. Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales SES, Mark Morrow, says the clean-up could take months.
The mud, combination of chemicals, raw sewage, paint, whatever else that would make its way into floodwater as it just gets into everything over the last 2 weeks, 2 to 3 metres above floor level. So nothing escaped this. Certainly it was a very, very big flood. Being compared back as far as 1950s, actually. I think I saw something today that said in the top three floods in the last 100 years in that area.
That's the Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales SES, Mark Morrow. Well, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has been visiting some of the flood-affected parts of the state's north. Her first stop was Benora Point.
But it was wonderful to come up here and shake the hands of and look in the eyes of all the SES volunteers who've done an amazing job and relayed some really emotional stories. I was able to get a briefing on what's been going on in the Tweed, a briefing on what happened and a briefing on what's going to take place in the next few days. And certainly I learned in there about the experiences of the Chindera community in particular, where a call out was made from three people and saving three people became evacuating 1,500 people in that town. And similarly, isolation stories in Fingal.
That's the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. Well, the New South Wales town of Chindera is just south of the Queensland border. As the Premier just mentioned, it's been left reeling from the flood disaster. Our reporter Annie Guest is there and joins us now. Annie, what can you tell us about the damage there?
Eleanor, Chindera is right on the Tweed River, which peaked here higher than expected and took many people by surprise. And with the streets with names like River Street, you can imagine the scene. The air smells of that muddy riverine smell and everything is brown. There are several streets where water washed through houses and basements. The footpaths are lined with people's ruined belongings. One of those whose belongings in his basement were ruined was Peter Dunn, who's a 60-year-old artist and former art teacher.
That's about having a smooch on a summer afternoon.
I see that.
You see it?
Really?
Hey.
Yep, obvious.
Bit Brett Whiteley inspired.
Peter, you mentioned one of these that you'd
done. Oh, look, there's Chindera in flood. That is, literally. I live by the river. Taken after the clash.
Painting
the brown water.
Of this town in flood.
Yeah, that's it.
What year?
Oh, gee. 97.
I think your subconscious was telling you something.
Yeah. So that was called I Live by the River. There's the river and then the...
Peter, these artworks, you mentioned one of them dates back to when you were 15.
Yeah.
Had you kept everything that you'd ever painted?
Oh, well, my mother did. My mother kept a lot, yeah.
And then a lot of it was under this house?
Yep. Yeah, I had it stacked up. It was all at safe height, I thought.
And now a lot of it's stacked up out on the footpath?
Yep. Yeah, so this stuff survived three floods.
Three floods, yeah. But not 2017?
Nope.
That's Chindera resident and artist Peter Dunn. Annie, how is the community there responding to this sort of damage?
Well, Eleanor, the Mud Army, as it was dubbed in the 2011 Brisbane floods, has convened here with local Chindera residents. And they've got together in a local community centre. They've sent out messages on the radio and people have come to help. I spoke with a couple of those Mud Army volunteers at Peter Dunn's house and they were busily trying to help. And they had a suggestion for the residents who need help to pop a towel out the front so that they know whose house to go into.
Annie Guest there in Chindera, thank you.